This month marks Blood Cancer Awareness Month, and I was honoured to speak to Cure Leukemia Chief Executive James McLaughlin and Professor Persis Amrolia, a senior clinician and researcher at Great Ormond Street Hospital. James had just arrived at the hospital after running 28 miles from the Royal Marsden in Sutton, completing the fourth leg of his Run the Nation's fundraising campaign, which aims to raise £100,000 for leukemia research. Once he got his breath back and had had a pint of Guinness, I spoke to him about the challenge.
I'm James McLaughlin, I'm the Chief Exec of Cure Leukemia.
Thanks, James, for talking with me today. I appreciate you've just come off the back of a 28-mile run and you're pretty knackered right now. Just for the benefit of our listeners, could you briefly explain what Run the Nations is?
Yeah, so it's a 224-mile running challenge where I'm going to run around 16 locations, blood cancer centres across UK and Ireland. And we've worked the 224 out on the basis of every 14 minutes someone's diagnosed with blood cancer, so 16 centres, 14 gets you to 224, and I can't remember how many miles I'm through that big total. So yeah. There's Run the Nations.
So you're 4 days into Run the Nations. You've just completed your second longest leg, and you've also run it in isolation as well. How have you found it today in comparison to your legs in Bristol and Cardiff and Southampton? And why did you choose to run this leg in isolation?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's tough, you know, on your own, and that's the whole point. This is the aim of the challenge. It's not to be easy. And the first 3 days, having company and clinicians running with you and parents of patients as well. So that's always been nice, because the time flies when you're just chatting away, and also when you're meeting new people. So that's always been good. So, but I think today, really, I think, you know, sort of Marsden and Great Ormond Street was, you know, so, you know, two iconic, I think, hospitals, really. And, just wanted to, you know, put a big leg in London today, and seemed a good opportunity to do so. And 28 miles later, yeah.
Well, I believe this is it an 80% distance increase on your fundraising run last year?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how did you go about preparing for this challenge and fitting in preparation as well around what I'm sure is quite a busy schedule?
Yeah, busy job, and I think, you know, you can't ever properly train for it, I don't think, because, you know, it's such a sort of huge challenge. All you try and do is give yourself as best a chance as possible. You know, done quite a lot of decent long distance runs, done a couple of 20 mile runs, just to, you know, again, it's just getting those miles in the legs and that discipline and getting used to going out and also the boredom of it, really, when you're on your own. It's not you know, totally that much fun, but so that's it. You just gotta, you know, you've got to give yourself as good a chance as possible, and hopefully that's what I've been able to do.
Yeah, and you were saying it's kind of it's different to maybe if you were preparing for a marathon, because you're running around on the streets trying to dodge people. You're not running, particularly this leg, you're not running with loads of people around you. It's very different.
Yeah, and you're sort of mentally having to, you can't, I think with a marathon or an organised event, you know that the route is just pre-organized, and all you have to do is run straight, or wherever they show you. This, you know, today has literally been your Oxford Street Piccadilly Circus, running around, jolting, you know, and you make your own mistakes with the route as you're trying to sort of look at the Strava and such like. So yeah, that just mostly takes you a little bit, that little extra mental sort of, you know, issue that you mostly don't need to know. You just want to just be able to concentrate on putting the one foot in front of the other. It's very busy, and you're just trying to dodge people as well. And when you get tired, that's not so easy. So, but yeah, that, you know, it's all part of the challenge.
How can people go about getting involved in supporting the fundraising campaign? I think I saw online there's, if people feel up to it, there's actually an opportunity to run some of the stages with you.
Yeah. So you're on the Cure Leukemia website. The Run the Nations is all, the details all there, so you can register. This morning, I just had someone, you know, I'm in the car on the way to the start today, emailed me and said, can I get involved in the Birmingham leg? So yeah, people can still register, sign up. And it's not about what pace people can do. This is really about just getting the miles done. And if people want to come along and support, they normally have got their own personal story for wanting to get involved, which is obviously, you know, important. So yeah, they can certainly get involved and have a little run as well.
And just finally, this year's challenge has been very impressive. Do you have any plans for next year? Are you trying to get through the next couple of weeks?
Get through the next couple of weeks. Stephen Redgrave many years ago, you know, shoot me or whatever he says. Yeah. You know, and Bristol, I think, said to me, I'll see you next year. And I was, there's the danger is that, you know, what else, you know, you got to, you know, you can't repeat. That's what I've tried to do each year. You have to keep the challenge fresh and different, and obviously more challenging. Yeah, never say never, though. But, you know, at the moment, let's just, I think that's it. Let's get through the next 10, 11 days and then we can.
That's the
then
focus.
Let's get through the next 10, 11 days, raise the money, and then we can decide, what 2025 looks like.
Professor Amrulia, a bone marrow transplant specialist, spoke to me in his office in the Great Ormond Street Research Centre, delving into developments in blood cancer treatment and his own pioneering research into gene therapy.
Hi, I'm Percy Samrelli. I'm a professor of transplantation immunology at Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital. I look after children going through bone marrow transplant and cell therapies like CAR T cell therapies.
Thank you for talking with me today, Persis. Run the Nations is a really brilliant campaign. It's fundraising for Cure Leukemia Research. It's aiming to raise £100,000 over the course of 2 and a bit weeks of running. What sort of research and developments is this fundraising going towards?
Cure Leukemia have been fantastic. They're helping us to raise actually a much larger amount of money to develop what's called a clinical trials network for children undergoing stem cell transplant. Bone marrow transplant or stem cell transplant is a big, big procedure. We use it for children with both leukemias and genetic diseases, and it's very successful. We can cure the majority of patients with otherwise incurable disease, but it remains an incredibly dangerous and difficult procedure, and we don't cure everyone. And so we desperately need research, new agents to enable us to deliver safer, more effective transplants. And what Cure Leukemia and Run the Nations are trying to do is to raise funds for a national network across the UK where we can run clinical trials in transplant and cell therapies for children across the country.
Well, I understand that your work here at Great Ormond Street Hospital has actually involved pioneering gene therapy for children with blood cancer. Could you tell me a bit more about that and also about how it's developed over the last 10 years, that sort of treatment?
Yeah, so 10 years ago, if you relapsed after chemotherapy for a certain sort of the commonest form of leukemia in children, acute lymphoblastic leukemia or ALL, you'd have a bone marrow transplant. And if you'd relapsed after a bone marrow transplant, which about half the patients did at that stage, then there was nothing else that we could do. So I've been working with colleagues internationally for many, many years on trying to develop treatments for those sort of children who don't have any other potential for cure. And the approach that we've taken is rather than giving more and more chemotherapy or radiotherapy, we're harnessing the power of their own immune system. And so we take immune cells called T cells from the patient and we genetically modify them so they express something on their cell surface called a chimeric antigen receptor or a CAR. And that enables those immune cells to see the leukemia and fight against it. And so we're trying to refine these treatments and develop the next generation of CAR T cell therapies at Great Ormond Street. And actually that's one of the sort of areas that the Clinical Trials Network will be funding.
And that's a great example of progress which has been made over the last 10 years. And fundraising is about pushing the frontiers of what medicine can do and what it can achieve. And what exciting developments do you see happening in the future in terms of blood cancer treatment? For example, do you see there being a prominent role for AI, or is there already an important role for AI in developing these treatments?
I think we're just at the beginning of that, and I'm sure AI will be transformational for pretty much every aspect of medicine. And hematology transplant is a very fast-moving field, and we are embracing that. You get a lot of data from these studies, and we will need to use AI to try and sift through that data and enable us to develop better treatments. But it isn't all about the newest scientific developments.
Yeah.
We still have children dying of very simple infections, which we don't have drugs for. And as part of the network, some of those studies are going to involve working with pharma companies to test new drugs which will enable us to deliver transplant more safely or to treat the complications of transplant.
I almost wonder if there's a bit of a hangover from 20 years ago in the way that we have conversations about cancer. Days like today are really important for fundraising and raising lots of money primarily, but also it's important to encourage more open and healthier conversations around cancer.
Yeah, I think particularly in adult cancer, there is a stigma associated with it, and people don't, you know, want to burden other people with discussing just how tough it is. But through sequential research and trials, we are getting better at almost all cancers. So these days, with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, the commonest cancer in childhood, we would expect to cure 90% of children with cancer, whereas, you know, 40 years ago, almost everyone died. So there is progress being made, and it is important to have those conversations so that we take some of the fear out of cancer. I'd just like to say how grateful I am to Cure Leukemia, who have really been indefatigable, shown so much commitment in trying to make this clinical trials network happen. I think it's going to be transformative for children in the UK with blood cancers who are undergoing transplant, because it'll enable them to access new treatments that they wouldn't be able to access otherwise. And the knowledge that we gain from these studies, which we'll do together across 11 different transplant centres within the UK, is really going to be transformational, not just for treatment of our patients, but for treatment of patients across the world.
Run the Nations finishes in Manchester on the 25th of September, and you can find out more about how to donate to the fundraiser or even how to join James in a bit of running by visiting the Cure Leukemia website. I'm Lucy Knowles, reporting for Radio Jackie.